This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. In Bihar, seven new ministers were inducted in the Nitish Kumar-led cabinet in an expansion of councils of ministers this afternoon. Governor Arif Mohammad Khan administered the oath of office to seven MLAs from BJP quota in the oath ceremony held at Raj Bhavan in Patna. The new ministers who subscribe oath are Sanjay Sarogi, Krishna Kumar Mantu, Dr. Sunil Kumar, Motilal Prasad, Raju Kumar Singh, Vijay Kumar Mandal and Jivesh Kumar. With today's expansion, the number of Nitish Kumar-led cabinet has reached to 36, including chief minister. Early in the day, Bihar BJP President Dilip Jaiswal resigned from the cabinet to confirm with his party's policy of one person, one post. The Border Security Force BSF has foiled an infiltration bid and shot dead a park intruder along the international border in Pathankot in the wee hours today. A correspondent quoting BSF Jammu Frontier PRO reports that BSF troops observed a suspicious movement during pre-dawn across the border near Tashpatan border outpost in the Pathankot sector. An intruder was observed crossing the border and was challenged by the alert troops of the border guarding force. As the intruder paid no heed and kept on moving ahead, sensing a threat, troops neutralized him. The BSF said the identity of the slain intruder and motive has been ascertained and a strong protest will be lodged with Pakistan Rangers. President Draupadi Murmu has said women should try to become self-reliant and self-sufficient. She said that only when women are successful in their lives, a society and country will be successful. The president was addressing the mass marriage program of 251 girls at Bageshwar Dham in Chhatarpur district of Madhya Pradesh today. The president further said government has resolved to build a developed India and for that equal development of all sections of the society is necessary. The president presented saris and clothes to the married couples. She expressed happiness over giving sewing machines and flour mills along with household items to the married couples. She said that such efforts are necessary to make women self-reliant. The program was also addressed by State Governor Mangubhai Patel and Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav. From Bageshwar, the president will go to Vadodara. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said this year's budget will benefit the middle class, farmers and also the MSMEs. Speaking after inaugurating the BJP office at Coimbatore, the Home Minister stated that this was the third time that Prime Minister Narendra Modi was elected to power because people have strong belief in him. Mentioning about the elections held in Odisha, Andhra Pradesh, Delhi, Haryana and Maharashtra, he said it has proved that people want the government which has the agenda of national development. He asserted that the NDA will form the government next year in Tamil Nadu. He said that it is time for the BJP to end the DMK government, which is known for its anti-national beliefs. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju took a hit out at the Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge for claiming that Narendra Modi government has reduced the number of beneficiaries across all scholarships. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said, Minority Affairs Ministry has empowered minorities like never before under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He added there has been an increase in scholarships, opportunities and transparency. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India and Japan can also collaborate to strengthen resilience supply chain for African countries, particularly in critical and emerging sector. Speaking at the Japan-India-Africa Business Forum virtually, Dr. Jaishankar said growth and prosperity of Africa will not only benefit its people but also contribute to broader global stability and economic progress. The minister said India's approach to Africa has always been guided by a deep-rooted commitment to building long-term, mutually beneficial partnerships. He said India is Africa's fourth largest trading partner, with bilateral trade reaching nearly $100 billion. The festival of Mahashivratri has been celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety in India and abroad today. A large number of devotees are visiting the most revered Shiva temples in different states. In Madhya Pradesh, devotees are thronging all major temples on the occasion of Mahashivratri. Our correspondent reports at Jyotirlinga's Mahakaleshwar and Om Kaleshwar, long queues of devotees is seen since early morning today. In Odisha, thousands of devotees flocked to Lord Shiva temples across the state since early this morning to mark the auspicious occasion of Mahashivratri. And that is the end of this news bulletin.